give yourself the conscious permission to love again. I think this is such a big deal because a lot of us, after, especially when you've gone through a major heartbreak, you're just, you know, as you're crying in that moment, as you're going through the pain, you're just promising yourself, you will never love again. You will never allow any other person to do this kind of nonsense to you.
Welcome to Relationship Recipes, where Cream Cat helps you build a thriving relationship by leading you to becoming your best self.
Hello guys, welcome back to Relationship Recipes. This is Cream Cat and I'm excited as per usual to be back here with you. I'm talking about handling heartbreaks well, and this is our last episode, guys. Can you believe it? I hope this episode, this series has been helpful to you. You've been learning a thing or two. I've enjoyed recording it myself. I'm just like, yes, like I liked it. I really loved it, and for me it brought a lot to perspective, and I shared a lot of things that I would have done better dealing with some heartbreaks. And you know, I hope that wisdom really helps another person to do better as well and not make some mistakes and try to travel some paths. So yeah, I'd love to hear from you. How has this series been for you? Has it been helpful? Has it shone light? Has it really helped you navigate better? I'd really love to hear and to know. So today I want to talk about rebuilding after a heartbreak. Okay, so now your heart has been broken, you've gone through a lot, you're now back to the single Pringle market like us, and you're just wondering how, like, what do I do next? I just want to share a couple of things with you that I think will be very important for you, and it will just help you, give you some roadmap, and you know, can help you find something better, like find good life. You're not trying to rush back into another relationship, neither are you trying to hold yourself back, but I think some of the things that you should focus on when you're trying to rebuild yourself after you've gone through something as traumatizing as a heartbreak, the very first thing is healing. I would, as I said on the last podcast and I say on so many other podcast episodes, never compromise on your healing. You want to give yourself the best gift, and one of the best gifts you can ever give yourself as an individual is to heal, and heal completely. So you cannot and I'm going to get to that completely, but the very first thing is that you want to heal, and one of the important cardinals or components of that is forgiveness. You want to forgive the person that hurt you, you want to forgive the people that hurt you, and you want to forgive yourself, right? So take that journey, go on that journey. It's a hard journey, but it's a necessary journey, and you thank yourself that you did. So you want to give forgiveness, you want to go through your healing, and you want to make sure that you pay attention to your soul in a way that really does feed it. Now the second thing I want to say is that there's a paradox of full healing. And what is that? Full healing doesn't necessarily happen when you're single. For the longest time, I actually used to think that you need to fully heal when you're single. But you just need to heal to a point where you're functional, really, and you're not going to bleed on other people. But there are dimensions of healing that will only happen within a relationship. And I remember having this conversation with somebody, and it was such a powerful moment, because it takes a relationship and it takes loving again to reveal the cracks that the heartbreak puts in your soul. Sometimes you might just be going and thinking, oh, you're fine, you're good, you're well, and then it just takes another person coming with a flood of love and you being plunged back into that space for you to realize that it's not really like that, right? You still have some areas to work on. So sometimes to really even understand that you fully healed, you need to be in a relationship again. So healing is not that you must be completely fully healed. And I remember I used to, in previous times, I used to put so much pressure on myself to be fully healed. I would just be like, oh, I don't know if I'm fully healed. But now I came to now learn that I just need to heal to the point where I'm functional, because a whole lot of the healing is going to happen when I find myself in that context again, right? So that's one thing. The second thing is self-discovery. Bruh, this is the time to know who you are. This is the time to go on a hunt and an adventure. I recently subscribed into a PhD program, trying to understand and trying to really know who Cream Cat is. I'm taking a PhD in understanding myself. I think that's been one of the most amazing things I've done. Like actually sit down, writing notes, talking about myself, different components, different facets of myself, how my psychology is, how I navigate emotions, what my confrontation styles are, what my, you know, kinikon, anger, how do I manage it, how do I do this, how do I do work in teams, you know, just understanding who I am. And I think it's been such a beautiful journey. In fact, I found things that I don't like, I found things that I love and I absolutely respect about myself, but then it has brought a new and profound appreciation for who I am as an individual. I think everybody should actually subscribe to that program. You know, just try and know who you are. You can start from elementary school, but then me, I'm just going straight up, man. I'm in the PhD. So you want to just know who you are. You want to discover yourself. You want to find your genius. You want to find your spirit. You want to just understand what spice do you bring to the world. And I think when you do that, you show up with a different level of confidence. You know about yourself and you can sense when things are shifting, when things are changing, and when you're not in this place that you really want to be. So I think it's a powerful move and everybody should do that. Go on a journey of self-discovery. Number three is adventure. And I like this, especially because I am not an adventurous person. But I like this. And don't wait till you're in a relationship, or don't say because you're no longer in a relationship, you cannot what? You can. This is the time to have the maximum fun, right? Find the world through new eyes, through new lens. Do things that you never did before. Do things that you never permitted yourself to do before. Break the boundaries you put in your mind that you caged yourself within and said, oh, this is not for me, or this can happen for me. Break out of all of those things, right? You want to break into the new levels. You want to break into the new realms. It's so powerful. It's such a great way to live. And it even launches you into a version of yourself that you didn't know existed. So take a little sprinkle of adventure into your life. It's going to add spice, it's going to add energy. If you are even feeling older, you would feel younger, you know. So you want to take that, you want to go through that, you want to tap into that. Very, very stunning life. Find the world through new lens. Travel, you know, take a bet on yourself. Take risks at work, you know. Present, ask for a raise, make certain proposals, make an offer to your organization. Do something that just pushes you out of your comfort zone. I think it just helps you live life on the edge and it brings a different level of excitement into your life. So you want to take on adventures. The last thing I would say to you is don't build walls, build gates. Build gates, don't build walls. Give yourself the conscious permission to love again. I think this is such a big deal because a lot of us, after, especially when you have gone through a major heartbreak, you're just, you know, as you're crying in that moment, as you're going through the pain, you're just promising yourself you will never love again. You will never allow any other person to do this kind of nonsense to you again. And you just keep making some kind of promises that do not make sense. Guy, free yourself. You deserve love. As in basic. If nobody ever told you, I'm telling you today, you deserve love. As in, it is your birthright to be loved in such a way that it blows your mind off. Yeah. As long as you showed up to this world, you deserve love, and you deserve love in the best way, in the fullest way, in the most life-transforming way. It is what you deserve at the basic level, right? So don't hold back. Don't take away from yourself the permission to love. Don't take away from yourself the permission to be loved. Don't take away from yourself the permission to open your heart and receive, you know, that love again. Don't hold yourself back, right? I know there's a point you get to in that journey of self-discovery and adventure that you're just like, nobody's going to spoil this for me. I'm not even doing a game. And because of how much you've come to love yourself, and that's a very healthy place to be, But at the same time, while you enjoy that space, that place and that spot, do not hold back from yourself the permission to love. Love. If you are being loved, receive it, enjoy it, right? And there's dimension of healing that I told you is true love that is going to get you to again. It might, you know, topple some things. It might not necessarily be just lovey-dovey or roses, no. But then it's going to really bring you into a higher version of healing and a higher version of yourself. So guys, if you have been heartbroken before, I shared with you four things that I think you should focus on that's going to help you in rebuilding after a heartbreak. Number one, I said healing. Number two, self-discovery. Number three, go on adventures. And number four, build gates, don't build walls. I hope this podcast has been helpful. Please share with someone you believe this would be beneficial for. If you're going through a heartbreak, I have a course called Healing Heartbreaks, and it has been so helpful to a couple of people out there, and it will be helpful to you as well. So you want to take it. I have some resources linked in the description that would help you to make the best out of this series. And this is me wishing you love, light. I look forward to hearing from you. I love to hear feedback. So you can leave me some feedback on Spotify. You can send me emails and you can send me DMs on Instagram. This is me leaving you with whole lots of love and light. Bye for now.